Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Chicken Noodle Scoop. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters. So this week, we're just going to honestly just sit down and chat. We're going to feel like we're all having a girl's night, a girl's day, whenever you're listening to this. And we're just going to gossip, talk about the 411.
What has everybody been up to? Mean Girls reference. Yeah, we're just gonna do a chatty episode. You guys told us on the podcast Instagram that you love these episodes, and honestly, we didn't want to do a theme this week. We just wanted to bring it back to our roots and chit chat with you all. So hello, but before we get into that, roll the intro music.
Orders up. The scoop is hot and ready to be served. Chicken Noodle Scoop.
All right, so we
have a special guest today.
It's Cloud.
Anyways. Cloud, say hi.
Start with your weekly scoop. Gab, what have you been up to?
What day is it? I don't even know.
It
okay,
is Thursday, September 3rd is we're recording this. So September started. Wake me up awesome. When September ends. So stupid. Go.
What did I do this week?
That whole lot of nothing. Question.
Thank you for your comment.
You had a productive day yesterday. Tell them all about your new morning routine.
But that was Wednesday. I'm trying to think of what happened Monday and Tuesday. I don't know. Oh, Tuesday I was like so out of it. I don't know why. I just felt so weird. Like I was at Cat 4 practice coaching and like I was watching everything that was happening, but like I was not taking anything in and I did not feel like I was alive or like myself at all. I felt so weird, but then I started my period that night, so I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's why I was just not human today. So then, because I had, like, the weirdest, like, not a good day Tuesday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to wake up Wednesday. I'm going to try to have, like, an actual morning routine. I have some work to get done today. I woke up. Well, I tried to wake up at 9, but you see, someone was, I don't know if it was a package getting delivered or what it was, but someone was knocking on my door at 7:45 in the morning. And that woke me up, and Cloud was barking, and that wasn't the best way to wake up. So then when my alarm went off at 9, I was like, maybe not yet. So I changed it to 9:30, then I woke up at 9:30. I was going to try to do the thing where, like, you don't get on your phone in the morning, but I have to tell my family good morning, and I got to check my notifications and see what's going on. You never know what you're going to miss. So then I was only on my phone for a little bit, got up instantly. I made the bed right away, brushed my teeth, took Cloud for a walk. And just, like, getting up and getting out of bed right away just felt great. And I was, like, not tired at all. And then I got ready. I went to Starbucks, took some pictures in an abandoned parking lot, got some good content. And then I was just on a roll the rest of the day. I filmed my bikini collection video, finally, even though it's, like, literally fall. I had to do other, like, brand deal pictures. But I was just on a roll yesterday. I got so much work done. And then this morning, I woke up and we immediately watched Big Brother, and now I am, like, half asleep. So I guess I'm going to have to, like, start a morning routine and just get out of bed right away, or else I physically can't function. And that was my week.
So my week was a lot of school as usual, but it's been kind of, like, wacky all over the place because I didn't have rotations very much the past couple weeks. So yesterday, I worked at the dental office. Had 5 quizzes on Tuesday. Found out, I don't even know if I told you this yet, Gab. So as of right now, my schedule on Tuesdays is 8 a.m. lecture, 9 a.m. lecture, break from 10 to 1, lecture from 1 to 5:30. Starting mid-October, that break from 10 to 1 is filled with a class. So I'm literally going to be sitting on online lectures from 8 to 5:30 and having a quiz in almost every single class. Love that for me. So what else did I do this week? I started putting up fall decor. I cleaned out my closet. So if you are not already, Gabby and I at this point are just posting both of our clothes on her Poshmark because it's easier for us to ship it. So check out Gabby's Poshmark. It's linked in her Instagram. Fuller 2. Oh, or Gabby Fuller 2. Perfect. Both of our clothes are going to be on there for now on. It's just easier. So we'll post that on the podcast Instagram too if we can remember. But check it out. Yes. Cleaning out
lots
our closets.
On there. We've been cleaning. I need to do a whole nother closet clean out already. So many cheer clothes I need to get rid of and just, I don't know how I used to fit my stuff in only half the closet because now I use the whole closet and every single drawer and I have no more room. So I don't know how, I don't know what the heck happened before, but
it's a lot
I'm
more
already
organized now.
So I need to do a whole nother closet clean out. But
so last night we literally had to move every single piece of furniture in the living room. And we're going to get real right now. My nephew dog, Cloud, has sparked a very strong issue in our house since he came to visit. Yes, you, mister. So Cloud came to visit, and I don't know if it's just because he smelt Lola and Rita in that my house or what, but he went to the bathroom on the corner of our big, expensive living room rug.
Both of our dogs are pad trained in a house, but also will go outside. But Lexi's pad is upstairs. Cloud lives in an apartment with no stairs, so I don't think, like, it would have taken him a long time and, like, a lot of training to know that he had to go upstairs into the office to find the pad.
So anyways, he went to the bathroom on the corner of the rug, and that became his pee corner. So, and his poop corner.
No, he did it once. He did it once.
I think it was more than once with us realizing.
He hardly pees.
Anyways, so he literally peed on grandma's couch.
Okay, and Lola literally peed on dad's bed.
Yeah, they both were just like, neither of them have accidents ever. And when they are together, they just think it's a free-for-all and they could just go to the bathroom wherever they want, which is so weird because they're both trained. But regardless, that corner, suddenly then Lola felt like she needed to mark her territory even though Cloud was gone. And she just kept weirdly like going to the bathroom in the middle of the night on that corner. So we were like trying everything. We sprayed it. And, like, she knows where her pad is, and she does not have accidents. So it was, like, really concerning to us why she was doing this. And she knew it was wrong because she would put herself in timeout and not come downstairs. So last night, we literally scrubbed both the top and the bottom of the rug, let it, like, completely dry, and then we rotated the rug so that that corner was under the couch. And so far, knock on wood, it has worked. But that was our endeavor last night. So we literally sat on the floor for hours last night because our furniture was just all over the place. But all is well.
I ordered I don't know the actual brand of the vacuum, but it's pretty much like an off-brand Roomba.
It's called a Eufy.
One of those vacuums.
E-U-F-Y.
It's the one Lexi has.
It's on my Amazon shop.
She inspired me.
It is linked.
But I...
And it is supposedly better than the Roomba, and it's cheaper, so...
Oh, it's way cheaper. I shed a lot of hair. Me mixed with Cloud is not a good mix, and there's hair everywhere, no matter... I could dust and, like, sweep up the hair every single day, and somehow there's still so much hair, so... The vacuum gets delivered today. I will keep you guys updated. Hopefully Cloud doesn't like the vacuum, but hopefully this little one, it's not very loud and it just kind of goes. So hopefully that'll work out so that way there's not hair everywhere. I also really need to go get a new air filter from the clubhouse. I've said that for about a month now and I've yet to go. Need to go do that. But yeah, that's my update. I think I want to go to Home Goods tomorrow. Oh, Lexi put up fall decor already.
Yeah, I want to go to Home Goods today, though. There's a couple things that I want to get still. Maybe I'll do that if I have time later. We'll see. This weekend, we are going to visit Sean's sister. It's like 5 hours away, but I'm excited for that. But that is why we were recording the podcast on a Thursday.
Is this weekend Labor Day?
Yes.
I wonder if the gym's closed Monday. Normally, we have Camp Geneva. So... We're normally gone, but they switched Camp Geneva to go to October for now on. So that's a great question. I don't know if I have practice Monday or if I have the day off.
Interesting. So that reminds me, I was going to say, Gabby needs to make a trip back up here to visit. And we need to chat about the tea. There has been at least one verified athlete sliding into Gabby's DMs every single day, if not a couple. And we have a few exciting prospects.
Every sport. We got hockey, baseball, football, soccer,
maybe NASCAR. Gabby was meant to be a WAG.
I think I was. Hear me out. Okay. Okay. I have to ask you this. I talked about this in my video. I did like a answering questions I've avoided YouTube video, which if you guys want to hear that as a podcast, let us know because I think that'd be fun. But someone asked, like, have I ever questioned my sexuality? And I was like, no. I remember being like six and being so obsessed with dad's baseball players. Were you like that? Mm-hmm. We like never talked about boys growing up.
No, I wasn't obsessed with like really anyone.
See, and this is why we thought you liked girls.
Yeah, no. I just like didn't want to date people. Like I just was doing my own thing. A lot of my friends were guys. Love.
I was in love with dad's baseball players.
This is news to me.
Love for them.
Okay, anyways.
So I feel like I'm just meant. So, like, the stars are all aligning. It's making sense. Like, I'm way more athletic than the average girl. I love sports. I want my kids to be involved in sports. I want to be, like, the house that has the Super Bowl parties, the, like, you know? And all my friends down here, like, no one watches sports. Sports are not a thing within the cheer community. I feel like we all just don't do that. So I was like, I haven't paid attention to sports in a very long time. I need to get back to it. When I was home, I went and I golfed with my dad again, hit up the batting cages, tried to play softball again after like 7 years, and I wasn't bad at it. So I was like, I need to keep it up. I need to be the cool mom outside in the backyard playing sports with my kids and my husband, and we're just gonna have like super athletic kids, whatever, all that. And then I was like, you know how, like, in a content creating space, I'm always wondering, like, right now, I feel like my main audience is through cheerleading. And obviously, I'm not going to cheer forever. And I want to figure out a way that I can transform my audience from cheerleading into, like, something else. Which I feel like I'm doing a great job right now. Like, I feel like lately I've gotten so many new subscribers and followers of just, like, general people that are interested in my life, which is awesome. But I was like, I want to find a new, like, something that like sets me apart from other creators. And I'm like, no one is really like a WAG.
For those of you that don't know what WAG stands for, it's Wives and Girlfriends of Sports Stars. It used to be a TV show. I don't even know if it's still on, but it's the term for the wife of the professional athlete.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm just dating a professional athlete. I make vlogs about it, how I'm traveling to their games, flying first class to go sit in the audience.
I hate you. There's not even fans star right player. Now. Okay, here's the thing, though. There's actually, like, more than just the fact that they're athletes. Like, Gabby's actually having good conversations, which is exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the reason I didn't answer was because, like, it wasn't because they're professional athletes. But once the conversation started getting good, I was just, you know, as a normal girl does and plans out her whole future off of one conversation. No, but, like, that would be such a cool life. And the more I think about it, I feel like that is my dream life. And, like, the content I could create with it and, like, that's so fun. Like, and your kids get to grow up and, like, oh, my dad was a professional athlete. So cool.
Yeah, the thing that scares me, though, is they're known as cheaters. So we really got to make sure that the one that you end up dating is a good guy. I mean, there's two right now that are front runners, would you say?
Yeah,
one they both seem like good guys. One is a football player, one is a baseball player. We're gonna leave it at that. If you're listening, boys, yeah. I approve of what I know so far. Don't get excited, they're not listening. But
yeah, we're not putting this in the title so they don't know, so they won't click, because one of them has watched my content already,
which is so funny.
I know,
so like also polar opposite of what I feel like we guessed your type was based on previous, like, this not is a really. Man. Like, I mom well, and I were talking yeah. today. We're like, this guy looks like a man, where I feel like you just don't seem that grown up to me, you know?
No, but I'm also, I'm tired. Like,
you're ready for that. I know.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't want to say I refuse, but like dating someone my age or even younger is like out of the question for me. I mean, it's a proven fact that boys mature a lot slower, and I feel like boys my age are not ready for what I'm ready for, and
I feel that.
You know?
Yeah. So that's exciting. Exciting update there. Next update. We both just watched...
It's like, it's literally someone new every... Well, I feel like we didn't, like, wrap it up. But it's... See, this is what I'm saying, and the reason I can find them in my DMs is because they're verified. Which is why I need to be verified. Although I did slide in someone's DMs. This was a while ago. Someone exciting. Someone that is verified. And they saw it without me being verified. Anyway.
Anyways, we're going to work on that. So the next topic, we both just watched Kissing Booth 2. And it
we did.
Was an emotional roller coaster. It gave me a literal anxiety. Gabby cried.
I like how like... real it was
real
like
or
it wasn't
real.
Just a sappy yes and no yeah but
like it was
well
real
I, that was my
stuff.
Day of being so out of it, and I was PMSing, and I was like, why am I crying right now? And then I was like, oh my god, I start my period soon. And I was like, I knew I wasn't just emotional for no reason.
So if you have not watched Kissing Booth 2, highly recommend. It was, I don't know if I would say, yeah, I would almost say it was maybe better than the first one. The first one was good, but it was a lot more, like, not immature in a way, but, like, not as real life as the second one. I feel like, so if you don't know, Kissing Booth 2's premise is that he goes off to college and they have to figure out their relationship while he's in college. And I feel like that is very real life issues that actual long distance couples go through, especially when someone's going off to college. So I don't know. That is my thoughts on that.
I know. I want to talk more about it, but I also don't want to give spoilers away. But I feel like it's been out long enough now. Okay. Spoiler warning. If you didn't watch it yet, skip ahead like a few seconds. But I still am not okay with Chloe and his relationship. What's his name? Noah? That to me is still like...
It's a little weird.
It was too touchy, too...
He lied about it too. Too much. Which was a little...
Also that. Yeah. Sketch. But you only lie about things if there's a reason to.
Yeah. I don't know. Thought it was strange. Also on the Netflix train, just finished Ozark. Shocking finale of season 3. Like... Jaw hit the floor for a solid 45 minutes. Shocking. It was good. So if you haven't watched Ozark, I recommend. Leave me some show recommendations similar to like Ozark, Mindhunter, How to Get Away with Murder, those like plot twisty, on the edge of your seat shows, because Sean and I need another one. We just started Designated Survivor. I'm not fully in it, but I heard it gets good, so we'll see. But Gabby and I have been doing FaceTime dates to watch How to Get Away with Murder, and I love it. Because Gabby doesn't want to watch it alone, but it's a way for us to watch a show together, even though I've already seen it. But we FaceTime each other and started at the exact same time, and it's great.
Mm-hmm. Because when I'm alone, I like to watch just, like, lighthearted YouTube videos. Because I feel like, I mean, we talked about this in the whole, like, life update episode, but if I'm alone and I'm bored, like, I'm constantly doing something, so I don't want to watch something that I have to focus on. Because I just can't bring myself to do that when I'm alone. So we FaceTime, we watch How to Get Away with Murder. However, a few weeks ago, I did watch Selling Sunset season 3 by myself, because that's such an easy, like, watch, and I could do something while I watched it. And now I'm on Selling Sunset TikTok, and they're, like, busting almost everything for being fake, which doesn't surprise me. But also, Maya is from Miami, and she actually used to work with Justin Palermo, so now I know the ins of that side too.
I've never watched Selling Sunset,
but I enjoy like real estate. I love big houses and like just I don't know, I've always kind of been interested in that, so I enjoyed that show too. But yeah, leave us Netflix recommendations, because I have not watched a new show in a very long time. But we're also still only on season 2 of How to Get Away with Murder, so we got a while
it
to
gets
go there
so good.
Somehow
so
Lexi finished the
it.
Whole She finished the whole show, like, so fast on her own.
It's so good. It's so binge-worthy. Big, big fan. Speaking of Selling Sunset, then, this segues into our next little update topic, the Dancing with the Stars cast. Because isn't that girl
from
Selling Sunset?
Yes, Chrishell.
Freaking Baskin is on Dancing with the Stars. Can we believe this?
I can just see it now. The animal print, the flower crowns.
I don't even
dancing
think she can
around
move
the Dancing
her body.
With the Stars stage.
Do we think they're going to discuss her killing her husband on Dancing with the Stars? I feel like that's a little dark for that show.
Can she dance at Carol Baskin?
Killed her husband.
Whacked him.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if she did that? Hilarious. Also on Dancing with the Stars,
but
Nelly.
Yes.
Which I said that last night and Sean goes, isn't that the raper rapper that had his own documentary? I said, that's R. Kelly. Close though. So Nelly is on there. Who else?
Monica from Cheers on there, which is really cool. But I also don't know, one, when does Dancing with the Stars film? Because how, I don't know. And does she have to move to LA for that? But then, like, what about Navarro?
A lot of times they fly back and forth for practice and the show, I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know how that works at all.
I have no idea.
Especially with everything going on. When is it filming? When is it happening? I know nothing. Very interested to see how that's going to play out.
Caitlin Bristow is on Dancing with the Stars, which for some reason I thought she was already on. Was she not? She's also a dancer growing up, so I feel like that's a little bit unfair. But I don't watch Dancing with
happens.
The Stars, but I feel like I might have to this season because of Carol Baskin.
I watched it when? Oh, I watched Dancing with the Stars junior season.
That I liked.
And then I haven't watched it since.
Yeah. But let us know your thoughts on the cast. I think I might have to at least watch the first episode, or maybe I'll just YouTube search Carol's dances and just watch those. I don't know.
Let us know if you want us to just watch the whole first episode and commentate as a podcast.
I don't know. Very interesting.
All right, going on to the next show, Big Brother. I am kind of bored with this season.
So we've been watching it literally since we were, the first season, as young as we were with Grandma Chris. I feel like we watched it with her, and we just watch it every single year. And this year it was All Stars. And I just, I mean, it always starts off this way where there's just one big alliance and they just get out the easy targets that aren't in the alliance. But I need it to pick up a little bit. I need some backstabbing, some backdoors, some double evictions, you know,
yeah,
some twists.
Yeah, I feel like it's all been, like, from literally the first episode, it's been the entire house against two people in the whole first, like, however many episodes we're in, like, episode 12. And it's still just trying to target those same two people. And I'm like, we need, like, some sort of twist to happen because, I mean, I'm not too mad because my favorite players are in the, like, alliance running the house. Okay, as of right now, although until today, my favorite players were Danny and Tyler. But then Danny kind of messed up in the episode we watched today. I've always liked Tyler, even when, like, the season he was on as a regular, I was going to say athlete. What's it called? Contestant?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Contestant.
I liked him on his season. So I do like him now, but it's just weird to see everyone together and then, like, I don't know, I feel like there just hasn't been much
drama,
much juice. And there's no showmances.
Because
there's
all,
no,
like,
just like, right. So there's just no, like, extraness to it. I don't know. I'm not getting much from it. Still going to watch it, though.
Yeah, we need to just wait and hopefully let things get juicy. But I'm still a diehard. That is the one reality show I could see myself going on. I would 1,000% go on Big Brother. Maybe I'll apply.
Might go literally
not
insane,
next summer,
but
the summer after that, when I'm out of dental school.
That would be so fun.
It would be fun. I need although a connection just to get on it, though, because I feel like there's so many people that apply. Like, what's interesting about me? I'll be a dentist at that point. Nothing.
I was just looking at Tyler and Angela's, and then I went through, like, a rabbit hole of all the Big Brother contestants. And it's so weird how fast they get irrelevant.
You think?
I mean, like, yeah, you think they're, like, so big, and then it's, like, even now when people come back on the show, and I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot about them. Like, I was just looking through Haley and Fessy, and I was like,
oh,
I forgot about them. I don't know. She still has pictures up, but not since, like, winter of 2019.
Very, very interesting.
But the world also went crazy after that, so, like, who knows? But, right, like, you just forget about them so fast because there's constantly, like, so many new people every season you have to remember.
I agree. It is. I never really thought of it like that, but I guess maybe because there's not new people this summer, maybe they'll pop back up and be irrelevant. I don't know. It's so weird not having a live cast, too, when they exit the house. I feel like that makes things, like, people aren't as outwardly invested because they can't be, because the show can't show them. You know what I mean? I don't know. Very strange.
Very strange.
Shocking discovery. James Charles and Emma Chamberlain out of nowhere came out with a collab video on each of their channels. I still have not watched them, but we literally binged the Sister Squad videos for months. Like, that was like my favorite group to watch on YouTube for a while before I got into the Vlog Squad. Like, Emma, James, and then the Dolan twins, their videos were so freaking funny. That's actually what got me into James Charles, is because of their group videos, because they were such a funny group together. And then I don't know what I mean, his scandal happened and he lost, like, literally 3 million followers in a day.
I think it was also something between Emma and Ethan. I truly think they were together because there were so many rumors about that, and, like, there was always little things. And then I think something happened between them, and then they weren't just, like, fine as friends. And then the whole James scandal happened, and there was, like, the rumors about him and the Dolan twins. And then I remember that's when the Dolan twins unfollowed him, and I feel like this all happened at, like, the same time. So then they just all took a break from each other. But now Emma and James are back friends, which I like James. I can watch his content alone, but I love when James is around other people.
Yes.
Because you just see his personality. And he's the type of person where he'll, like, joke along and, like, make fun of himself with other people. And it's just really funny. So, I mean, the videos weren't, I mean, they were good videos. They weren't, like, anything crazy. I liked James' video better than Emma's video because Emma was just, like, her doing James's makeup. But just having them back together, I'm very happy. I hope there's a lot more content to come from that.
I need to know,
although,
though,
James
do we
been kind of like,
do we think it's a publicity stunt, or we think they're actually friends again? Like, do we think it's just
no,
for their business?
No, I think they're actually friends again. No, I think they're both doing fine. James has actually been, he had like a lot of cool guests. He had Jojo Siwa, Doja Cat. Like, he's been kind of killing the content game lately.
Okay, I talked about this and in my also his vlog, house. House tour. I am shook watching this house. Like, obviously, YouTube stars we know make a lot of money and they buy these houses, but by far, James's house is the most stunning, just like shocking house I have ever seen in my life. I used to watch MTV Cribs. I used to watch all the celebrities' house tours. James Charles' house takes the cake for the most incredible space I have ever seen. His studio for his videos downstairs. Yeah,
his whole basement is a studio. Oh, there's like,
my gosh.
The merch store, the actual studio, the whole makeup organization, like,
a dream.
It's beautiful. And it's all beautifully decorated because it's like that modern, minimalist, like white and black kind of style.
I kind of wish they showed the before.
So nice.
Because he like redid the whole house. I want to see the before and after shots of the house. But like, I would love to know how much he put into it and how much he's now going to sell it for. Like, oh my gosh. I can't fathom it. I entered his giveaway, but I haven't won the money. So... it's really disappointing.
And the backyard is beautiful. Trampoline, pool, all of that. Just overall a very beautiful house. Go him for being like, how old is he now? 19, 20?
He's young. He's 21. He just turned 21.
Oh, you're right. 21. And doing all that and accomplishing that at such a young age.
Incredible.
All these people, like, that's like the people that hate on Jojo Siwa and everything. And I mean, I feel like it's not as bad anymore. But I'm like, she is making more money doing what she's doing than you probably ever will in your entire life.
I know, but just...
regardless of how she's acting, because she's targeting that younger audience that no one else on YouTube targets.
Yeah.
So she's the only one. She's literally a monopoly of that audience. She is now in Target, in Walmart, everywhere, literally selling out of all of her products. Literally everything, because she's the only one that targets that audience.
If I feel like
such a smart businesswoman.
I feel like if I ever collabed with a brand like Lexi Fuller X, it would be Five Below. Let's be honest, that's very on brand for
me. I think
me.
It would be like $5 Dollar Tree. Items. No, I think Five Below is a little much.
What? Screw you. I thought that was very on brand for me. I love stupid little like
Emma Chamberlain items. Did a random like collab with Five Below once, and it was like the weirdest thing because it like wasn't, it was just like her favorite products. I don't know,
but she has so many different outlets. I forget that she has a podcast. I've never listened to it.
I listened to one episode. I think she completely rebranded it. I'm pretty sure it has a new name now. I listened to it when it was Stupid Genius or whatever it was called, and I listened to one episode and I was like, you could tell that like it was her management team that was kind of like, hey, you should do a podcast. A lot of people were like it. You could tell she just kind of didn't know what to do at first, and she was just trying to, like, fill up the space. And I want to say now she completely rebranded it. It is probably really good, and I do want to listen to it. Speaking of podcasts, another new podcast that I have been loving, like, up there with Zayn and Heath in views, is Lorde DIY and her boyfriend Jeremy, Wild Till 9.
I haven't listened to it yet. It's
so good. They also do the video portion, which I love because that's like my Netflix. Like if I put an hour long podcast on my TV, so that way I can watch something and listen to something while I'm like doing work, it just makes it a lot easier.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna put on one episode of their podcast on my TV later. Send me your favorite, Gab.
Yes, please. Okay, so they have three out so far, but it's very like recently that whole crew of YouTubers, her, Alicia, Remy, like they've all taken the filter off their videos and realized that they're not like the 17-year-old selves they were when they started. So they're all talking about very, like, real, raw things. Her and Jeremy's dynamic is really funny because she is just totally, like, out there and loud, and he's, like, very calm. But they talk about their relationship, their past relationships. Like, it's very entertaining. So I definitely recommend that one.
I have been loving, let's see, let's talk about our favorite podcasts because why not? I mean, obviously our own. No, I'm just kidding. My favorite ones, What We Said, with JC Marie and Chelsea Curtis. We had Chelsea on our podcast, actually, as a guest. I do love their podcast. It's very, like, chatty, girl talk. I feel like they're very fun. Taylor King's podcast. She has been popping off with content.
Oh, yeah. TK, I need to watch that one. Listen to that one.
Oh, my gosh. She signed with management. She has been putting out videos more regularly, podcasts with, like, awesome guests. And she's just so genuine. Like, I am not just saying this because we had her on our podcast. She is truly one of the most genuine people I have ever met off of the internet that, like, I just am obsessed with her. I love her content. She's so talented in what she does with Alicia's videos. And her podcast itself is just great. I feel like she should be Like, you know, back in the day when they had those like red carpet interviewers, I feel like she would be awesome at that. Mm-hmm. So her podcast, I have been loving. Obviously, Zayn and Heath Unfiltered and David Dobrik Views. I haven't caught up with their most recent one because I want to watch it on video because Gabby said it's really funny, the Zayn and Heath. So I haven't watched that one yet, but I need to. What other ones do I love? There's like some that I listen to, like OK Sis and all those I listen to when it's like a guest that I know, you know? Yeah, what other ones do you listen to? Do you listen to Pretty Basic?
I do occasionally. Honestly, that's why I like the video portions, because I would listen to podcasts nonstop when I was driving to and from school because I could literally get through one episode a day. But now that I'm home, like, I'll put one on if I'm in the shower sometimes. But that's why I like the video ones. So I've been watching, like, mm-hmm. Zayn and Heath all the time because they upload the video every week. And then Lord DIYs because it's the video portion more than any other ones right now.
Right.
Let us David's know. I listen to because they're around like 38 minutes. Yeah. So it's not like a full hour. So that one's not bad. But I've also been very into music again lately. So haven't been listening to podcasts too much.
All right. Drop your favorite songs lately. People want to hear those.
Okay. I actually, life update. It's not that important, but I bought a Bluetooth speaker car karaoke microphone. Cloud, buddy. Can you not chew the cord right now?
Another reason you need to come visit so we can make videos with that.
Yes. So obviously you can't do any sort of music content on YouTube because you get copyrighted. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to take one for the team. I've just been loving music lately. So I'm going to make a video, not monetize it, obviously, and just share like some of my favorite songs I'm loving. Even when I was in a nice, stable, healthy relationship, I've always just loved breakup music. But like when you can relate to it, it's just on a different level. So honestly, I owe TikTok for a lot of my new favorite songs, but I've been listening to, let's see, One Day by Tate, who we used to watch Tate on, like, So You Think You Can Dance or something, which is crazy now that she's making music. Boys Like You by Anna Klendening. Heather by Conan Gray. Of course, Heartbreak Hotel by Abigail Barlow.
Okay, I need you to explain Heather. I don't understand that song and why it's, like, a thing, like, a noun.
I'm gonna be honest. Well, it's, like, not technically the real... So, what people think the song is, like, I wish I was Heather. Like, Heather's the girl that he's singing about, this beautiful girl, whatever. Like, oh, my God, I wish I was her. So, then people would just use the word Heather, like, you are Heather. Like, you are beautiful. You are, like, the main character. You are the Heather. But I guess there's actually a different meaning to the song that I don't know for sure. I just put that one in my playlist, and I haven't fully, like, dissected the lyrics yet. I just like to play it and, like... I turn the little, like, cloud LED light I just got on in my room and turn the lights on, and it's just, like, vibey. It's one of those songs that it's just, like, I literally played that song as I was folding laundry the other night at, like, 11:40 p.m. And it was a great time. But, yeah, send song recommendations because I've been very into music lately. But I want to make a whole YouTube video of me just jamming out, even though I'm probably going to have to, like, mute my microphone, and it's going to take me forever to edit because I'm probably going to have to re-put the song volume over top of it so you guys don't hear me singing, because I think the entire video will get disliked, probably flagged and taken off the
internet. Including me. I will join in on the dislike fest of that video. Sorry. Oh, but I want to bring, like, the karaoke microphone, like, through drive-thrus and, like, just yell to people up the street. Like, I think that would be such a funny video, so we need to do that. Like, pretend we're on one of those, like, tour buses that people take through, like, cities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Super
well,
funny.
That's why you need to come here. Okay, you only have classes Tuesday and Thursday.
But I have rotation Monday, Wednesday, Friday usually.
Sometimes in the weeks you have off, instead you schedule work. Instead of, I don't know, maybe buying a plane ticket. Even your sister would buy the plane ticket. So you
okay,
can come
let's
visit
think
her.
About this. Gabby's like, schedule work. Okay, do I want to make money or spend money?
Spend money. Okay, on experiences.
Everybody, go buy our
You can spend the rest
so
of your life making
working.
Money.
No, I know. I
also,
need to,
I
but
never
it's also
ended
hard,
the discount
Gab.
Code, so go oh. use code SUMMER for 20% off.
Go use code SUMMER for 20% off. Gabby's lazy and didn't end the discount code, so secret listener for the podcast, if you can hear this, there is a discount for you. But here's the thing. Right now, flights, because of COVID, still aren't out of the Buffalo flights that we normally take. Like, you can't fly into Buffalo. So I need to figure that out because there's not really another airport close. There's others to Erie, but Buffalo, it's kind of not. So... that's my dilemma, but you need to come up here anyways. You know, for a possible date with somebody in Buffalo. Jafiel?
Well,
I know. Yeah,
but I got to plan out a weekend.
Oh my gosh, life is so
supposedly
hard.
Miami sports, which makes no sense because Miami's the hot spot. Whatever these people want to say, I don't believe it. I feel so much safer here than anywhere else. But supposedly Miami sports are allowing fans at games, obviously up to a certain amount, but like, and I'm sure those tickets are far sold out that I can never even go. But that's so weird to me that like from city to city of games, it's different.
I think it's unfair. Like I think that like there's going to be a completely different atmosphere with fans versus not with fans. So for some to have fans also, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think it's, I don't know. Not really a fan. Ha, no pun intended. Okay.
That's so weird though, because when we competed at UCA with, I mean, we still had fans. They were just in the front.
Okay, what's the situation with that? Or do you think that there's going to be fans? Do you think there's going to be competitions? What's the cheer world
thinking
right now?
I think there's 100% going to be competitions starting from January on. I think the rest of the season is going to be just, what from what I've heard, it's going to be like virtual competitions that aren't even like real competitions, but something to, one, for varsity to make money, but two, also just to kind of give people something to look forward to and also like a reason to push more. So that way come January, it's not like, oh my God, we have to compete now. So, like, I know we're doing a virtual showcase in November, and then there might just be other little, like, just virtual competitions on a weekend where, like, you would already have a weekend practice anyway. So it's like, oh, well, you have one full out. Like, let's see what you can do, and then like, someone will watch it and score it, and then you'll get, like, feedback from judges and stuff. So I think that's going to happen for the rest of 2020. And then if – I was told if everything is like it is right now, there will for sure be competitions. You will just have to compete in a mask.
So weird.
And then I feel like the fan situation is still weird. I think they could do what UCA did where, I mean, parents would also have to wear a mask, I guess, and then you only come in for the team you're on and then you leave again. But also, like, the CDC just came out saying only, what was it, like 9% of the deaths were just from COVID. And I don't know.
The whole, if we'll ever know the truth.
There's
honestly
so many, I know. There's so many conspiracy theories about it. I'm not saying it's not real. I 100% know it's real, and I know it's affected so many people. But I feel like there's so many lies surrounding it.
I just
not necessarily the actual virus. Yeah, I feel like we will never know the truth of what's actually happening in so many things surrounding this issue.
So
irritating. Who knows? I guess we'll wait to see what happens, but as of right now, I'm told competitions are for sure happening, and they're going to figure out a way to make them work and be safe. So I really hope so, because 00 is doing good.
What about,
we've already put in a lot of work.
What about, like, traveling to them, though? Like, it's not as accessible for teams to travel to these competitions, so I don't know.
Well, it's like, I know at our gym, we surveyed all the parents to see, like, who would be willing to travel and who wouldn't. But I feel like at this point, so many people are just, like,
yeah,
craving to get back to normal life that, like, I mean, I've flown on an airplane multiple times to go home, and I've honestly never felt safer on an airplane. I feel like they're finally cleaning them like they should.
So yeah, I get that.
Who knows?
We shall
take
see
it
about
day
that
by day to figure out what the heck is happening.
So moving on, Bachelor conspiracy theories. So there was all of this stuff going on that all of these, if you don't know, The Bachelor's starting in October, and that is going to be different, obviously, because it's not like they can travel. It's going to be, I feel like, a completely different show. I don't know how the dates are going to go. Obviously,
well,
I'm assuming they're
the
getting COVID testing.
It all, I mean, it's going to be a completely different show because there's more than one Bachelor.
Okay, so here's
or
the
Bachelorette
thing,
or whatever it's called.
There were so many rumors of all of these different girls being in the house and that they changed and Claire fell in love with somebody and then went off the show. And then the promo was released and it's Claire on the cover.
Well, yes, because it's never been confirmed and they don't want, they're going to use that as like, oh my God, it's the most drama filled season ever. Like they
it's
always
just
do.
So strange.
They don't want
to
say it's someone else. They're going to leave that a secret, say it's Claire's season. And then two episodes in, they're going to be like, oh my God, Claire's leaving. They're going to dramatize this like crazy. It's going to be a Hollywood production. Some crazy acting, and then all of a sudden they're gonna be like, oh my God, we need to find a new one, here's Tasia, and boom, Chris Harrison says the most drama filled season you've ever seen, like every year.
Okay,
that's exactly what's gonna happen. I don't know why that confuses you. Well, I don't know why that confuses you. Like, I didn't expect anything different.
I don't know. I guess, of course, they announced the
Bachelorette. Is that what it's called? Is she a Bachelorette?
Bachelorette, yes. When the female is.
Okay, so they announced the Bachelorette was Claire, and they've never said anything else, so they can't just all of a sudden put Tayshia as the front cover.
I guess.
Only fans have confirmed that.
Yeah, I guess. And friends.
The show has never.
We need to address, did you ever tell them about the Bachelor guy that reached out to you via DM? I don't think we talked about this on the podcast. So if you are a Bachelor fan and you watch The Bachelor, Chad slid into Gabby's DMs. Chad Johnson, who is now an OnlyFans star and does a lot of gross sexual activity at different people's front yards and then records it. I don't know. First of all, he was one of the most hated men on the show. And then now I feel like he's not helping his reputation at all.
Of all Bachelor people that could have reached out, and it's Chad Johnson, really?
Yeah.
But to the point where my mom then reached out to, what's his name? Reality Steve. My mom was like, hey, first of all, Shelly, oh, she kills me.
Mom, we love
you,
but.
She is like, she is the Kris Jenner of my life right now. Every single 5 minutes is like, who's in your DMs today? Any new updates? Every 5 minutes? And I'm like, Mom, I would tell you if there was something exciting. Believe me, I would. There's nothing happening right now. And so she just took that and ran to Reality Steve. Oh my God, Chad Johnson just DM'd my daughter.
But the craziest part is so much younger than him. He answered her.
Also weird that Reality Steve answered that.
She was like, do you want to be a guest on my daughter's podcast? And he was like, maybe. What's it about? And we haven't heard from him
since. And she did this without, she also did this without talking to us. And we were like, Mom, what the heck are we going to talk to him about?
Right.
Like some grown man on our podcast. And we're just like, so like, what are we going to talk? I mean, we could just talk about how he finds everything, but I don't even think he wants to like
reveal his secrets.
Say that and give it. Yeah. So who knows? But yes, he also slid in the DMs and I did not answer that one. I did not open that one. Very weird. Cause he's like much older than me, right? How old is he?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll Google that right now. He is definitely much older than you.
Oh, that's the wrong one. That's his name, right? Chad Johnson?
Yes.
There's Michelle, are you 33?
I am.
We're recording the podcast, and we figured we were talking about you, so we might as well put you on. Is there anything you would like to say?
Oh, great. Just as I'm going through the drive-thru, Long John Silver's.
I think you're the only customer they've had.
I'm telling you, they're new. They have healthy shrimp rice bowls and shrimp tacos that are phenomenal. It's the best $6 I ever spent.
I literally didn't even know that Long John Silver's was still in business.
I know.
Speaking of, I think I'm going to order Chipotle for lunch.
A little rough, but it needs some paint and some things, but they have healthy seafood.
How healthy can it be? It's a drive-thru.
What?
How can it be healthy? It's a drive-thru.
Well, it's seafood and rice. It's kind of like, oh.
If it's actually seafood.
It is, and their shrimp are, at first time I got it, I thought they were going to get these little tiny shrimp that weren't really shrimp. But no, they're actually like decent-sized good shrimp.
I cannot deal.
$6. Can't beat it.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks. Head to your nearest Long John Silver's.
That's right. I was going to post a picture. Now I don't have to. Everybody's going to know.
You can send us to us, and we'll post it on the podcast.
Burger King to hide behind the Long John Silver shed and smoke her cigarette. Oh, yes, because everybody wants to know what my shrimp bowl is like.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all dying. All right, well, thank you for that update. Is there anything else?
I've never seen a burger worker.
We need to ask her about.
Okay.
We need to ask her about how she feels about being the Kris Jenner of my life right now.
How do you feel about being the Kris Jenner of Gabby's life right now?
She doesn't even know what that means.
Why am I Kris Jenner?
Because you're always just like wanting to know what's going on with Gabby and like wanting to be her life manager. And with Chad Johnson reaching out, we just need to hear your thoughts on all of that.
That's funny. Chad Johnson's a creeper.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's interesting. I try to keep up on all Gabby's men's stories lately.
What was the thing you told me the other day, Gabby? Jeff Bezos, the guy that is the owner of Amazon, could spend like $1 million every second and still never come close to...
Yeah, it's something crazy like that, yeah.
That is insane.
But right. I must say, Mom has been rooting for me from the beginning. She's been one of the only ones.
You have been rooting for Gabby from the beginning, she said. You're one of the only ones.
Okay, this is... No, this is annoying because you're not translating it right. Add me into this call. So what I was saying is you were like the only one from the beginning saying that I could be with someone, quote, famous.
I will never forget when Mom told me that I was destined to be with a normal person and Gabby was destined to be with somebody famous. Do you remember that, Gabby? Because I do. Clear as day.
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
I did not say that, Gabriella.
But here we are. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe we'll go professional athlete, and that's just...
Yeah, they seem to be, like, all over, all living in their bubbles.
Okay, but now you have to hope that they don't cheat on you.
Okay.
Okay, just like any other man could.
Yeah, but... I think, yeah, you can find a good one.
Okay, no matter who it is, they could cheat. And by the way, with you and I on this side, there's no way because anybody's getting away with anything.
Yeah, my mom literally went back and somehow found these people's, all their ex-girlfriends from, like, fifth grade and started sending us screenshots. And then this morning I woke up to 40 TikToks from her. Not just the TikToks, though, the screenshot of the TikTok, so that we then have to go find the TikTok.
Because I didn't want to send them to you. It was too early in the morning.
My phone's on silent, honey cake.
Everybody else tried to take pictures. And then, wait, who went back and found them? I went back to find them.
Here's the thing. My mother is always telling me that there's not enough time in the day to get her work done. But yet here I am finding 50 TikTok links in my messages and 70 pictures of people's girlfriends from when they were four. And I just want to tell you that there is enough time in the day. Get off your phone.
But the exercising takes a lot longer than the 20 minutes I spend on social media.
Oh my gosh.
It takes me a good exercising, and I was just thinking about it today. Like, I really need to put in some time, because after the doctor and the weight scale stuff, yeah. But it takes forever. Okay, well,
here's the thing. You can walk. It's slow food. You can walk on a treadmill and do this content search on your phone, just so you know. Walk on an incline.
I could if I had a bike.
Or sit on a bike.
I can buy a spin bike, so I can do that.
Yes.
That's my goal.
You should have it.
You should have it, so as you cycle, it scrolls through TikTok. When you stop moving, it doesn't scroll anymore.
No, because then she would never watch anything. Or she'd just sit there stationary and watch the same TikToks.
No, but I'm going to do that. That's a good idea. I could do my social media and workout.
Yeah. All right, Michelle. That. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast via speakerphone. We loved having you.
That's it? That's all I get? A few minutes? All right.
Well, you're in the long drive.
I'm trying to get my shrimp bowl.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else to say?
Oh, I'm sure I do. What are we talking about? What else are we talking about?
Bachelor. We just talked about this season.
Great. Thank you. Oh, did you? Well, yeah, the season that we don't know what's going on. I just heard Nick's version of what happened with Claire.
Who's Nick? Vial?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's thinking it's more the producers.
So pretty bad. Thank you. You're all bad.
Thank you so much, Long John Silver's worker, for being on our podcast. We loved having you.
He doesn't even know. So, anyway, he's saying that the producers noticed that there was a connection with those two, Claire and the guy, and so therefore he thinks they stopped it instead of her stopping it. But I don't know. He says they make you, like, I was trying to read into it more. They make you. Like, he had a tone that when he liked, what's her name, he said, all right, I'm going to do this. They kind of work with you through it, because he says, yeah, it's to find love of the people. It is reality TV, and it is produced. So.
We're hoping to get a couple of Bachelor gals on our podcast at some point in the near future, so we can ask all of the juicy questions about how the show works. So stay tuned for that, hopefully.
I know, if they can answer, though. I heard Colton dissed a lot on Reality Steve. I want to go back and listen to that. I haven't done that yet.
Supposedly, they can say things once their contract is up, which I feel like the gals that we have in mind are probably able to talk at this point.
Yeah, if you get some oldies but goodies, then yes. Oh, you can always call Chad Johnson. He'll be on the podcast if you want some juicy stuff.
I don't trust a single thing that man says.
I know, he's so gross. Reality Steve, though.
Didn't want to be on our podcast.
Got us contact. Yeah, he didn't say no.
He didn't say yes.
He said yes. He hasn't said no yet.
He hasn't said anything.
Yeah, didn't reply, but we'll see.
All right,
what
Michelle.
Else are you talking about?
Oh, she wants to stay.
All right, you can be done with me for this week.
All right, we'll have you on soon, but thanks so much for coming on. We love you, Shell.
Okay, love you both, my girls. Love you.
Enjoy your
love
shrimp
you.
Bowl. Love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Ugh, what a gem.
All right, well, that was interesting.
We'll see how much of that conversation I leave in the episode.
I think we've hit all of our topics for today.
Yeah, let us know if you guys do like the chatty episodes. Again, follow us on the chickennoodle_scoop Instagram. That is where we are most active, and we see all the DMs, the comments, and all of that good stuff.
Next week will hopefully be another guest episode, and if all goes according to plan, we are going to focus a lot on like college and schooling, so it'll fit with the timeline of what's happening today. But you can also get a whole nother perspective on it from another guest. So look forward to that. If you didn't like this chatty episode, know that a more structured one is coming next week. But let us know what kind of episodes you like. We want to get your feedback so we know exactly what to record, because me and Lexi could sit here all day and talk about literally nothing. Yeah. So we want to make sure that you guys are still entertained.
For sure. And we want to diversify the content, because we feel like there is so much going on in our lives that we have different facets that we could dive into and really chat about. So let us know what you want to hear. As always, please. Oh, my charger just came out of the wall. As always, please leave us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. Subscribe if you listen on any other platform. I am going to read this week's rating right now. So it says, love these girls. 5 stars from Lax in the 15. If I could give more stars, I would. As a teenage girl listening to Lexi and Gabby, it's like having 2 older sisters. Great job, ladies. Short and sweet and to the point. Thank you so much for that review. That's all we want to do is chat. And if you're younger, be your older sisters. If not, we just want to be your gal pal. That's kind of like what we're going for here on this podcast.
Yes. So with that, make sure you follow us on the podcast Instagram, where we do all of our polls, where you can chat with other followers to talk about the episodes. And we've just rebranded our Instagram podcast, or our podcast Instagram. And I love the way it's looking right now. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that too. So make sure you're following us there. Make sure you're following our individual Instagram, YouTubes, TikToks, all of that, Pinterest. I don't know what else is there. Everything, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever you want to do. Follow us everywhere so we can stay connected. And I think that's pretty much everything for today.
Yes. So with that being said, thank you for listening to this week's episode of
Chicken Noodle Scoop.
Bye.
Bye.